Merci, Monsieur le Vice-président.
Thank you very much, Vice President. Luxembourg aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. We thank the Special Rapporteur for his excellent work and support the renewal of his mandate. We share fully the conclusions that the Special Rapporteur has laid out in his report, specifically with regard to the importance of ensuring that civil society organizations can get free and fair access to financing for their activities. We are a financial partner of a number of NGOs and will continue to do that. The right to financing should not be subject to artificial restrictions, including limitations to access financing coming from abroad. Any regulation with regard to financing of civil society organizations must be in line with international norms and standards for human rights and must respond to the strict requirements for level of need and proportionality, keeping in mind non-discrimination. We reiterate our concerns with regard to violations of the freedom to peaceful assembly, specifically with regard to violent repression of law enforcement of peaceful protests. All citizens should be able to benefit, without any fear of reprisal or repression, a freedom of meeting and association throughout the physical world as well as online. Special Rapporteur, sir, with regard to the difficulties in financing that NGOs can face throughout the world, do you see a role for international financial institutions in the facilitation of access to funds for these very organizations? I thank you very much for your kind